Hey, what's up? This is Ilya Pyramid Rock, and you're watching Speaker TV. Man, I started about 13, did my first show at 17 and 25 now, so it's been a long slog, but starting to, shows like tonight make it all worthwhile, man, so yeah.
I've been doing my thing for a long time, probably going about 12 years, probably professionally for about 8 or 9. Producing and DJing a little bit less than that, but I'm mainly a DJ for Illy, and now and then I'll do a club set or things like that.
I work with Jan Skubashevsky, who works with Illy as well, so he called me up and said, this is a really great song that I want you to sing on, we wrote it with you in mind, and I was like, yeah, listen to it, and I was like, oh, that's really cool, and it's something different to what I'm doing, and it's outside my comfort zone, so yeah, I did that. That weekend by storm, tick tour dates off tour posters, start that long sleep to sober, then just like that it's over. I just did the song with Illy, It Can Wait, so I just got up there, a little boogie, and got up. It was really fun.
Yeah, I met Brooke through Scoob, who's the producer of the track, and it's just it's been amazing. Like, we knew when we were making it that it was going to be a big song, but the response has been like more than you could expect.
Yeah, I think this is a really good crowd for Illy's kind of music. Everyone really loved it, and we've got a really great response. Thank you.
Ripper.
Came out at the end of October, called The Chase, so make sure you pick it up. And I put my first album out last year called Long Story Short.
I've only put out one solo album, and I put out like a remix album for a label, but it wasn't a big official release. It was sort of went under the radar, but one official solo album from me. Hey, yo, that block's where I used to cop a whole lot of neighbors' stares. Looking at me like I'm lost, I was thinking, what? You know that I live there? Go back to your doorknobs and let me just walk on. Polish this sauce. We put out a song called Goodbye Gravity, which featured Muff and Candace Monique, and Plutonic played the drums, and that went really well. We shot that in Melbourne. My manager's brother runs a production company, so he filmed it and edited it and did all that stuff, and it was cool. I guess the idea was, you know, being around things that were floating, you know, and basic sort of, you know, idea, but it looked really cool, so I was really happy with it.
Well, it's basically just me, my producer, M Phases, and Phrase in a car driving around, just dressed up as 70s gangsters. There's not really much of a concept to it. It was just first clip. I just wanted to have a laugh, man. So one job each, mate. You chop, I'll steer. Cheers, and with an esky
full of beers and a fat glass pipe, why not disappear? I've seen a few things. I've seen Good Gracious tattooed on some fella's ass in Geelong. That was pretty incredible. My album title, tattooed on a fella's ass. I didn't touch it, but I actually got his girlfriend to touch it to prove that it was real. And it was real. So shout outs to the guy that had the Good Gracious tattoo on his ass. That's dedication, buddy.
Yeah, man. I mean, we're going from strength to strength within the Aussie hip hop scene, man. Like, it's every year it's getting bigger, and more people are putting out better music, and it's just really exciting to be a part of it. Man.
Speaker TV.